Hello, it's the 30th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A Luton man will spend more than 13 years behind bars following a Beds Police investigation linking him to international drug supply offences. Rangzib Khan, 44, was found to have used the IncroChat network, an encrypted message app, to facilitate a drug supply chain leading from Colombia to Europe and the UK. The Operation Castello team, who investigate organised criminal activity, initially arrested Khan at his Luton property back in 2020, suspected in the supply of Class A drugs. While on bail, further information emerged regarding to his connection in a much larger organisation. Ian Holden, a detective inspector with Operation Castello, said Khan played a significant role in arranging buyers and moving masses of drugs around the country. EncroChat users, we know who you are and we will make sure you get your day in court. Beds Police have welcomed 9 new trainee detective constables into its ranks. Shahan Basra, the retiring assistant chief constable, said, as I come to the end of my career, I see the future of policing. Thames Water are reassuring customers in parts of Bedfordshire and across the South East that the company is on a sure footing and unlikely to collapse as it struggles to service its debts. The largest water company in the UK is currently attempting to secure loans to continue operations. MP Darren Jones, chair of the Business and Trade Committee, said that if Thames Water were to fail, taxpayers will be exposed to the debt and running costs of a very large company. Bedford Borough Libraries have announced Ready, Set, Read, which is their summer 2023 reading challenge for children between the ages of 4 and 11. The programme runs from the 15th of July to the 9th of September. That's all for this week. I'll be back on Monday with your Bedford News updates.